me hold one?
No, I got it.
What do you got?
Mike, you're talking about how Donnell struggled sometimes when he's in the three technique but seemed to do good in the two. Why do you want to have him work out of the three technique then?
Well, because he has to do that in the running game, because we don't want him standing up in the running game. It's three-point stance, too, not three-technique.
Mm-hmm. Are there a lot of players like him that have to make that a big adjustment from college?
Yeah, there's. I mean, I've had tons of them over the, you know, especially longer athletic guys. But the good thing is we feel like we can find guys like that. And, you know, Rick and myself, we're always looking for athletes, guys that we feel like we can mold into really what we're trying to do. Andre's a great teacher. You know, I think most of our coaches are good coaches. So, you know, we just try to coach them into trying to be better and using the gifts that they were given.
When you're looking at guys like that and they're kind of raw, I mean, what do you focus on film when you see so much of it that maybe isn't the way you want it?
Well, it's the big question is can you change it? Is number one, it, you know, it always helps to be a smart guy, which Donnell is. is he willing to work? Will he listen to coaching? You know, usually like Hunter is a sponge. He wants to sit in there and try to learn everything. And you have to be careful of that too, that you don't overload him. You have to, you know, give him something to work on. You know, like with him, the first thing was getting off the ball, threatening an offensive tackle. And then the next thing you start working on their hands. We didn't show it up there, but he did have one where you saw him early in there and he really wasn't doing anything. Then he used both hands to get the guy's hands off of him. You know, and that's what we do, a lot of that. I mean, we work technique all the time.
It sounds like in a lot of these film sessions, you're teaching, you're installing, you're preparing, you're demanding accountability, all of the above. Describe what it's like to manage a full team meeting, and can you tell when the room is engaged or not?
Yeah, I can tell. They're pretty engaged. You know, we're doing kind of sessions on why we won games and why we lost games, and each coach does a presentation. But, you know, I always like to ask questions at the end. I always try to reiterate points that they have. But I might just ask a question out of the blue, you know, like I was asking some of you guys, to an offensive player or something like that. Just some of the principles that we have here as a football team. You know, what are we trying to do in the red zone? Give me the definition of red zone discipline. I asked Greenway that the other day, and it's really, he said, you mean on offense? And I said, yeah. And he spit it out, and he was correct.
Mike, could you elaborate on the technology aspect of what might be happening on sidelines and what's being used now as far as an aid and how much is too much?
Well, you know, it's always been pictures on the sideline, Polaroids. And last year they went, 2 years maybe, they went to the Microsoft Surface pads, which is the same thing, and now they're talking about voting in video on the sideline. So, like, the tape that we were watching, you could watch that while you're on the sideline. I mean, you know, there's some good things for it, but, you know, I'm not for it.
Mike, there's a difference between cockiness and confidence. A guy like Adrian kind of predicted that this team would get to the Super Bowl and have a good chance of winning it. Do you like somebody saying something like that based on him looking at the personnel that this team has?
Well, I'm kind of a... I think our team has some confidence. When you watch them go out here and practice, you watch them work in the weight room, the things we do, I think they have some confidence. I also think that we are developing more of a talented football team. I mean, we've talked about that since, you know, when I first got here, we're more talented than what we were. You know, that's kind of each guy's. I'd prefer the guys just go do our business and let's keep working and not talk about it. But, you know, I understand those things.
Mike, what's the biggest challenge in integrating these new guys, these rookies, into a mix where you have guys who are at an advanced level after 2 years here, and then you have guys who are starting from square one?
Yeah, the good thing about our guys, and I see it with the rookies that are here right now going through this phase two, all of our older players take these guys under their wings, and they continue to show them and teach them and talk to them about the different coverages or the way we run a route or the way we do things. It's there's no animosity. You know, I see guys at the same position helping younger guys all the time. And so it's really good. But the good part about this is for the young guys is we get a chance to teach them what we believe technique wise, the way we do things here, the way we work, and having the older veteran guys help teach them how to be professionals, which is really good. I mean, it's been going really good.
Is this the way that good teams stay on top? It's finding players like Hunter, because you draft later and later, the better you get. And is that the key to teams staying at the top, is that you really develop guys and can see things that other people may miss?
Well, I think that's really important that you take guys and develop them. You know, one thing every player wants to do is get better. And there's no player that doesn't want to get better. And whether he's 38 years old like Newman is, or 37 or whatever he is, or he's a young guy, they all want to get better. And so you can constantly try to figure out ways how you can help them be a better player. But the more that you pick guys later in the draft, if you hit on a Shamar Stephan or you hit on a, you know, hopefully Jerron Kearse is a player, you know, you hit on those guys in the sixth, seventh rounds, free agents, you know, it's big.
Hey, Mike, in terms of tall safeties, you coach Dyloka and then Pat Watkins, with J-Ron being 6'4", how much does that help him in the secondary?
Well, I don't know if it helps him or hurts him. I like big guys, but, you know, Aloka turned out a pretty good player, and Watkins was okay in a lot of situations. But so far, he's looked good doing the things we're asking him to do. So, you know, length, I believe length always gives the team an advantage because they can reach further, jump higher, you know, all those things. So we always look for length in guys, and so hopefully it works out good for him. Good? All right.
Excellent.
Thanks.